CliffCentral.com. We got to talk to Daniel Barron. I love this guy. He's a talented musician. We've had him in here a couple of times. He was actually at CliffCentral.com just a couple of weeks ago. He's a South African chart favorite. He's someone who's no stranger to all of us. And as much as he has to celebrate in his life at the moment, he has a case on against no less than David Guetta. He's claiming that David Guetta plagiarized a melody from his song Lightheaded, his 2018 collaboration with Sia. So we're going to find out what that's all about. Children of the Sun is Daniel's song. He says David stole it and turned it into Lightheaded. How do you like that, Ben? Controversial?
Unscrupulous, Gareth.
Yeah, unscrupulous. Hey,
that's what I'm going to say,
Daniel Barron. How the hell are you, dude?
Fine, thanks. And you, Gareth?
Son of a bitch, David Guetta, huh? What's going on here? People stealing your music. What is this? What's happened?
A little bit crazy, yeah. Last year, September, he released his new album, titled Seven.
Yes.
And it went straight onto the Billboard charts and whatnot. And then I heard it in my car. I was listening to it and listening
through the
album.
And you went, oh, shit, that sounds familiar.
Yeah. Actually, it was one of the artists I was producing at the time sent me a message and said, quickly tune into this track. And I'd listened to a bit of the album before, but I hadn't listened to the whole thing. I went to the song Lightheaded, and I'm a fan of Guetta. I love his stuff. I've been listening to his stuff since his first big hit with Kelly Rowland back in, like, when I was in matric.
Yeah, I remember him. Yeah, it's been around a long time, and he's a very successful DJ. He's made millions. He's done very well. So let's just play the two songs. So you heard this song of his, and I'm going to play your song first and let people hear that, because that was the one that you claim came first, and then we'll talk a little bit about how this whole thing is unraveled. So here it is, all right? So this is now David Guetta. And then in this clip, someone has taken Daniel's voice and put it over the David Guetta. Listen. There's very little dispute. The melody.
Yeah,
I mean,
it can be released in one CD. Like, this is like
Cardi B in the strip club, knocking someone out with drugs and stealing their stuff while they're asleep.
Wow, really? That's a strong comparison. But
so, where would he have heard it?
So we, So what I did was I put together a bit of a team of attorneys and. Mm-hmm. Top music entertainment lawyers, and we had to do a bit of looking into where he could have heard it, obviously. So Guetta was here on two occasions. One of the occasions was 2017 Ultra, and he was
Ultra
in
Boot.
Yeah
what happened?
And he was obviously played at the festival, and that was the same time that Children of the Sun was a big hit in South Africa. So Children of the Sun was, literally it was getting played every day on radio. So he could have heard it on the radio. Mm-hmm. Then we also found that Children of the Sun was played at Ultra by certain DJs. I mean, it was circulating through these festivals. Right. So they were playing my music.
So he might have been backstage getting ready and someone else is playing it.
Could have been.
Nice melody.
Could have been. But then also it actually opens up to more possibility, the fact that there's more writers on that song. There's other guys behind the scenes, ghost producers, other writers that.
So he might not have come up with this himself. Someone else might have said to him, hey, here's a little sample.
Exactly.
I want you to use this. And they would have said, I wrote it. They might have stolen it from you.
Exactly.
So it might not be David Guetta himself going, let's steal this guy's song.
it could have been behind the scenes. Right. But then also my, you know, Children of the Sun received airplay in his territories as well, in Europe. We've got reports, obviously, that, you know, the streaming reports of the fact that, yeah, Children of the Sun did pretty well on streaming and in radio play as well over there.
All right, so what do the lawyers say? What do you think your chances are here, and have you heard anything from him? Because there must have been communication already.
Yes, so basically we sent an initial letter of demand slash just alerting him of this, of mm-hmm. the infringement, of the possible, of the alleged infringement or plagiarism. What I also did is I went to a musicologist, a professor in music, mm-hmm. that did a technical sort of a comparison between the two tracks. And that was very interesting for me to see it actually written out in notation. Music notes actually comparing the exact melodies with basically identical. So we sent that to them as well, just to for a visual, just a more of a an actual, a technical musical
representation.
Sure. And then basically just, you know, I always say this, like I've been saying this since I've heard it, you know, I'm not like wanting to, I'm not angry. I'm not wanting to fight.
You're not
fight,
pissed off,
you know,
with David Guetta.
Yeah, yeah.
You just, this is your melody, and you suddenly heard someone else's.
Exactly. So we have not heard back from him yet. And then obviously it got into the news. I wanted to do it properly and not release it publicly and literally go and amicably try and resolve it before it got into the news, because I thought maybe he wouldn't want it to be in the news,
yeah,
in that sort of perspective. But then we didn't hear from him, and now it's literally international news. Just this morning, yeah, it's literally DJ Mag did a post up about it. There's a lot of EDM media that's now posting up about it and stuff. So it's probably gained his attention. We
can't believe he hasn't even said anything yet.
Yeah. In the next 2 weeks, we're going to have to take it further. We're going to give him a little bit more time now that it is in the news.
Sure.
Give his team some time. We have had proof that it has been definitely sent to him and his team. And yeah, still nothing. So,
oh, great song, by the way.
In light of all of this,
yeah, nice
happening.
Song. Yeah, we like the song. Very nice. All right, so let's do our own snap judgment here. Ben, your thoughts, and Sia, your thoughts first of all.
I think he's Robin Thicked it. I really do.
Robin Thicked it, huh?
Yeah.
Robin Thicked Marvin Gaye'd it.
Yeah.
Mm.
All right, so Ben definitely on Daniel's side here. And how about you, Sia?
Did David Guetta steal a bit of Daniel's song? Does Dolly Parton sleep on her back?
Wow. That's obvious. Huh?
Does Oprah sweat in front of a bucket of fried chicken?
That last one was quite dark, Sia. Yeah.
Shock. All right, well.
I'm just being honest,
thanks,
here.
Yeah.
Now, Daniel, what does it mean when you say you're going to take it further in 2 weeks?
So we'd have to, when I say we, it's my team, the guys, Stephen Hollis from Adams and Adams Attorney, he's leading the case, and Nick Matsoukas, who is one of the top South African music advocates. Anyway, we would basically have to file a lawsuit within mm-hmm. one of his territories, which is many. He's got residences all over the world, obviously. So. It would be either France, Miami, Ibiza. So we'd just have to see where possible and
all right.
And just, yeah, basically, yeah.
And what's the outcome that you'd be happy with?
All I want is to be credited
millions
as
millions and millions and millions.
I mean, a songwriting credit at this point.
Well, a songwriting credit would entitle me to royalties for the song. And,
sure.
and that's all I want. It would be cool to be, you know, acknowledged for my melody on his song
exactly.
as a co-writer.
And it's a professional courtesy as well on top of that. So you're not just
exactly.
saying, like, I want money. It's
no,
like,
not
you've actually
yeah.
contributed to create something.
Yeah, there. Exactly.
And that's the important thing.
Yeah, 100%.
You know, I mean, it's so interesting because the music business is very complicated. And I was saying earlier when we were talking about the fact that you were coming in. So there are only 8 keys on the keyboard. and they're only sharps and flats, and that's all you got to play with. And a lot of stuff sounds similar, but isn't the same. In this case, I think you could say very clearly that that it's melody the is the same melody. But do you think like there's less and less original stuff because all the good songs have been written?
There is obviously that, you know, part of my mind has thought that, and you know, but as a songwriter, when I sit down at the piano and I'm inspired, I seem to just come up with something new, and I have I have a decent music knowledge, and I've heard a large amount of songs.
And all of those things are influences, and somewhere in your head, you know, there's always this explanation, and I think a lot of musicians worry about it. Like they suddenly have a stroke of genius, and there's this amazing melody that pops out onto the keyboard or onto the guitar or whatever, and they go, oh, that's a flash of inspiration.
Correct.
And then they discover somehow later on, well, no, it's actually something that was in the back of their minds that they'd heard before, that kind of played the biggest influence in how that came about. Obviously, there are still absolute, you know, ironclad originals that just drop out of the sky and are pure inspiration. But does it worry musicians, like I would imagine it would, that you hear something 5 years ago and then it sticks in your head and one day it just comes out as a version of something?
It could very well be, but as you know, it's happened before where I'll think of something and then an alarm goes off in my head because as a writer, there's a clear difference in the feeling I get when I think of something that I know is original, and then I think of something that I'm thinking, no, I've heard this before, and then our alarm will go off and I'll be okay. No, can't use that kind of thing.
Right.
So this is, you know, it's such an incredible thing, songwriting, because, you know, obviously I don't just write music for myself as well. I write for many other artists, a lot of upcoming musicians as well. I do a lot of production and stuff. So I don't think music will run out. I don't think melodies will run out. I think there's possibly crisscrossing happening here and there, and like lately there's been one or two big cases, and if you do listen, there are more than one similarities whether it's a in the beat mixed with the chords, mixed with a slight melodic similarity, or a production sound that sounds very different. It's similar, but in this case with this song, my case is that you've got the melody that's identical. Underneath the melody,
you can hum it now.
That's it.
Okay,
yeah, gotcha. Exactly. Right. So it's that's identical.
That clear.
It's in the same key as well.
Sure.
And it's got the same chord structures running through it, as well as the same, this exactly the same, if you want to get technical, the exactly the same notational values of those melodic parts being played.
It's, the music, the written music looks the same.
Exactly.
So, all right, Children of the Sun's been one of your biggest hits so far, right?
Yes.
And another big hit that occurred over the weekend, you got engaged.
Mazel
tov. So forget about the song for a minute. Yeah, tell us, you and Juanita De Ponte, you got engaged over the weekend.
Yes.
How did you guys meet? How long have you been dating?
So we met last year around October, actually. Yes. So we met actually in Durban. She's from Durban. Okay. And
nobody's perfect.
Great people come from Durban.
She's perfect. She's perfect.
All right.
So pretty much, we met and we just couldn't stop talking. We just became like best friends off the bat, and it was
so
amazing.
For a year you've been dating, what made you decide to pop the question eventually?
So it was actually less than a year. It's like only 6 months.
Oh,
so
exciting.
When you know, I started planning the whole proposal earlier this year.
Uh-huh.
And so what I did was
I heard David Guetta tried to steal your vows and your engagement proposal idea as well. Huh?
I don't know. Maybe.
All right. So you've
gone to the same jeweler to get the same ring.
So definitely. What did you plan?
So I obviously started looking at rings and diamonds and stuff, at the same time. But then basically what I did is one of my favorite places in South Africa is a little town called Langebaan. It's on the west coast.
Right, very pretty.
And there's like a, it's really a paradise lagoon that is kind of like nestled in the.
See, it gets very emotional.
Yeah.
Carry on.
I rented a yacht, which is in the, it's kind of just moored there in the lagoon. And we just went for this. I just said, well, she still lives in Durban. So I just said, I've booked flights. We both meeting in Cape Town. We both flew there. And
took a drive up the coast. She had no suspicions?
No suspicions, no idea. And I just said, look, I've got a little surprise for you. I've booked at a really cool place.
Okay.
And so that was her initial surprise. We got to the yacht, and the yacht was incredible. We just chilled there for the first day. And then I had planned to basically, we took a little dinghy boat to the shore, and I booked a photographer to hide in the bushes.
calm down. So what happens?
And so now we're lying on the beach, and now the moment's getting closer. So I keep looking to the side, like just checking what the photographer's doing, or if she's in position. And then eventually Juanita says, should we go back to the boat? Because it was getting a little windy, it was getting a little darker. The sun was
like,
about
no,
to
not
set.
Yet.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. So
I'm
I said,
so angry.
Yeah, so we stood up, and then I thought, let me just do this now, and I just said, you know, Janita,
did you drop down on the one knee?
Before I dropped down on one knee, I said, you know, I got you something small, just as a my earthly symbol of my forever love for you, and got down onto the knee, and yeah, then there was some tears, and it was beautiful, and then
oh, wow.
Yeah.
And how did she react?
She was yeah. she was shocked as well as completely like elated. Yeah, so it was special. We went back to the boat and did some cool photos.
Sounds beautiful.
On the boat, yeah, so it was beautiful. Yeah, I'm still floating. Yeah,
nice stuff. So this is this last weekend.
Yeah, so I picked an interest. Well, yeah, it's a big time in my career.
You
with
picked
this
a
whole...
wife, and you picked a fight with David Gale. That's great. What a year this is going to be for you.
Yeah, yeah. No, it's really cool. But also at the same time, I'm not kind of. I don't want to let this. Someone actually said to me yesterday.
Got a message from your fiance now. She says, "Why couldn't you have waited until you get the David Guetta money to buy the ring?"
No, it's not a bad ring. It's a decent ring. But yeah, someone said to me yesterday, just don't let this whole Guetta thing rule your life for these coming weeks. You know, and
you've got to get on with it.
Exactly, and
the lawyers
and
will handle it.
Exactly. So I'm just continuing my work. And
you got some scary lawyers on this?
Yeah, yeah. Oh, no, they're great. They're great.
Some
yeah.
scary ones.
They are.
Some real Rottweilers, otherwise it's not going to work.
Yeah, they're good people though, and they know their music side as well. So it's
listen,
cool.
Congratulations, dude, on the engagement. That's very, very exciting.
Thank you so much.
And you've been writing and producing a lot of music for a number of local artists and projects. So what else can we look forward to from you?
So I've basically
busy with at the moment.
Yeah, I've got a ream of different artists that I work with, a lot of upcoming names. Mm-hmm. I recently did a track with an upcoming artist. His name's Daniel Lurie, and then we got Questa on the track as well. So that was really cool to work with Questa and produce that track. I've got an album coming out as well. Well, I'm still kind of finalizing
Daniel
the album.
Barron album?
Daniel Barron album, yeah.
Okay.
So that'll be a little later this year. Yeah, at the same time, just plenty different artists I'm working with, yeah, that's me. I do a lot of writing behind the scenes, a lot of production as well, so it's good fun.
Well, I hope that this this Guetta thing gets you sorted out and you get the credit that you deserve on this one, and let's see what happens. I mean, maybe the guy comes out and turns out to not be such a thieving son of a bitch. Maybe he says to you, you know what, I totally buy what you're saying. There must have been someone who lied to me in my writing team, or
yeah, someone
took whatever.
A chance.
Yeah. So here's some money for you, and everybody—that'll
be cool.
Everybody lives happily ever after.
That'll be cool.
That'd be nice. Maybe he says no, it's not true. I came up with this myself, and I'll prove it. And then he's going to prove that. That's going to be very difficult for him to do because your song predates his song.
Yes. Yeah.
So it's going to be interesting. All
it
right.
will be. It
okay.
will be.
Okay. Very exciting. Thank you, Daniel.
Thank you. Thanks
nice
for
to
the
see
chat.
You, dude. Yeah. Always.
Great to
are
see
you?
You too.
You mostly in Joburg now. Where are you?
Mostly in Joburg. I'm based in Joburg. My studio's here. So yeah, but every now and then I'm to and fro from Cape Town as well. So
Yeah. Are you very emotional about your songs, like they're your children?
I am to a point, but I, you know, writing for other artists, I've got to let them go as well. You know, it's still I own the song, but I've got to the point where, you know, I'll write a song and then I'll be like, wow, this is great. I should use this song, but then
how do you decide which ones to keep and which ones to give away?
What I do is
Give away the ugly ones? Do you give away the pretty? No. I mean, it's like I'm trying to, again, make the analogy to children. So if you have, let's say you give birth to 10 children in a year and you can only really afford to have 3. So what you do is you give the other 7 and you choose the ugly 7 or the less talented 7 to give to other people. Or is it a question of, this is actually a better song for, let's say, a female voice?
True.
Therefore, I'm going to give it to a really talented local female artist, and she will make it a much bigger hit than I could. Are you correct? Are you able to do that?
Absolutely. What I do is really, I write with the artist in mind. I find that is the way to do it. I'll meet the artist. I'll see what they want to say, what they want to put out, what kind of sound they want, and then I'll write the song. So I find myself doing that more so. So I'll sit with the artist, maybe do a bit of co-writing, and then now. It's more sort of spec writing as opposed to writing something and then submitting it to an artist. It's I like to write on demand more so than the other way around. Yeah,
beautiful. Well, Daniel, thank you very much, Daniel Barron.
Thank
you. I'm gonna play "Children of the Sun" so you can hear it one more time. And if you hear Geta's version, you go boo when you hear it until he's paid. All right. CliffCentral.com.